Justice is blind to litigants' wealth, power, and skin color, but maybe she should be compassionate concerning trauma, addiction, and mental health. She shouldn't fall for every defendant's claim that childhood troubles caused his crimes, but if she looks behind conduct to root causes, she might find solutions. Jailing everyone means the same people shuffle into court, hear the same stern judicial lecture, then go back to prison. Soon after their terms end, they repeat the process. Does them no good, costs us plenty. So, we have mental health courts, drug courts, family reunification courts, and even veterans courts. Veterans risked their lives for us, some in hellholes such as Khe San and Fallujah. Some returned very troubled, perhaps suffering from PTSD. Some try coping through substance abuse. Las Cruces Veterans Court gives vets a chance. Qualified clients convicted of crimes enter a program in which close supervision and judicial encouragement buttress clients' determination to address their root problems. They experience group and individual therapy, surveillance, and the black robe effect. Their peers assess with unique keenness their accounts of progress and their plans. When they meet with a judge, he's the rare authority figure who takes a genuine interest in their recovery and their lives, not just their transgressions. Here, that's Judge James Martin, a military veteran and a somewhat conservative former federal prosecutor. He became a judge 16 years ago. A more senior judge asked him to handle juvenile drug court, which Martin pooh-poohed as a court where a judge would hold a crook by the hand and lead him through recovery. Martin wanted no part of that and doubted it worked. But 4 years handling that court taught him that it did work. It changed lives. Once when Martin was paying for gas in Tularosa, a bystander came up and thanked the judge for helping him go from law-breaking kid to a skilled tradesman who was now a father and a successful business owner, employing others. That wasn't Martin's only such experience, either. Specialty courts work. Adult drug court's 448 graduates here have a 7.7% recidivism rate, compared with 64% for released prisoners. Clients have to be ready for recovery, but if they are, court staff, lawyers, surveillance officers, the Community of Hope, and fellow defendants all collaborate to help them. In veterans court, each vet also has a mentor not involved in his treatment, sort of like an AA sponsor. Asked how Martin's work with such courts had changed him, he said, "I used to have a less complicated vision of the world. Now the empathy I'm showing has added more shades of gray and more colors to the palette in my view of life." That's a change we all could afford to make.